Blog Talk Radio.
With the number one overall selection. How does an undrafted prospect turn into a Hall of Famer? Can't be around can't be put on desire. Small school. Big school. You have to be the best to get paid.
Another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars. And like we said at the top of the show, big school, small school, you got to be the best to get paid in full. And that's what today's guest, Mason Hampton, the Boise State Academic King, is joining us. Mason, we appreciate your time. Is it kind of hard to believe at this point in your life that you're preparing for the National Football League? And your teammates, and probably in about a week or two, are going to start getting ready for spring football?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I was actually at the facility today. They're starting spring ball today. So, I mean, it's pretty weird going on to that next step in life, but I'm excited to embrace it.
Nice. And I'm curious, I mean, growing up, did you play all sports, or did you just concentrate on football? And when did you kind of really know that football was going to be your best path to get an education and also obviously, you know, play professionally?
Yeah, I know. I really only played basketball when I was younger. I didn't start playing football until middle school, you know, 7th, 8th grade. It was after kind of 8th grade going into freshman, sophomore year, I realized that I could be a pretty decent football player if I put my mind to it. So that's when I kind of decided to focus on that. I really got big into weightlifting. And it just kind of went on from there. All I needed, I walked on to Boise State. All I needed was a chance there to prove what I could do. And it all went from there.
Awesome stuff. And I'm curious, so you arrive at a big-time program like Boise State, and you know as well as anybody, sometimes it just doesn't work out. You're not as good as maybe you thought you were, or maybe the coaching staff doesn't use you in the correct way, but all those things fell in the perfect place for you. But what point in your collegiate career do you kind of get the mindset that, you know what, I may have an opportunity when I'm done playing on Saturdays to earn a living playing on Sundays?
I really kept that in the back of my mind the whole time I was in college. When I was at Boise, all I wanted to do was enjoy the process. And what came from that is me having the opportunity to get to go play in professional league. It's not something that I put a lot of focus on. I took care of the little things, and I took care of what it was in front of me now, and it's led me to this.
Once again, Mason Hampton, standout offensive lineman, center, if you will, from the Boise State Broncos, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. If you folks miss any of this show in its entirety, you'd like to listen to it again, it's always available at Blog Talk Radio and iTunes. You simply type in his name, Mason Hampton, followed by NFL Draft Blast, and you can get that link. I'm going through the bio as we prepared for the show. It says, the second player in school history to be a two-time All-American academic honors. Three-time Mountain West All-Academic team. So academics played a big part in that. How hard was it, or I guess maybe how easy was it for you to manage, the curriculum of school and also excelling on the field?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to put, because at times it feels like it's a challenge and it's a struggle, but I got so used to it that it almost became easy for me. When I was young, my parents placed a big focus on academics in my life, and something that I continue to envelop. And it obviously helped me out well. What I'm actually doing right now is I'm interning for KPMG. It's a Big Four public accounting firm. They do about $27 billion in revenue each year. So while I'm training for the draft, I'm also working 60 to 70 hour weeks auditing big companies down the Boise area.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's been a hell of a last couple months.
I guess so. 67 hours a week. God bless you, Mason. Man, that is a workload. You know, I'm glad you said that because, you know, people, I mean, for our regular listeners, they kind of get a good idea what you guys go through. But, you know, for a lot of people out there, maybe this is their first time calling in or maybe they just wanted to listen to you. But, you know, they just think you probably just wake up, pump some weights and just, you know, maybe play PlayStation for the rest of the day before you, you know, you go back to the field. But, I mean, you're really getting after. That's awesome. I mean, so in terms of school, and I know this is a football, but I'm just curious. I mean, are you done at Boise State in terms of, you know, your degrees and stuff, or you still have time there before you wrap things up?
Yeah, I graduated with my bachelor's in accounting in December. And then depending on how long I can play in the league for, after I'm done with that, I'll have my master's program paid for through the National Football Foundation from the William V. Campbell Award. And so after I'm done playing, I'll most likely go back and get my master's in accounting and then come on full-time for a big public accounting firm.
Awesome stuff. Well, now we're going to get into the nooks and crannies. So we know the IQ is there. We know there's nothing going to fool you in terms of X's and O's and what you're doing. And, but, you know, I think it's a fair assessment. And you played the game at a high level. I mean, you know, the center, besides the quarterback, I mean, you're the guy making a lot of decisions, you know, with when you're looking at that defense. But, I mean, you know, I ask all the guys, Mason, to come on the show. I mean, you're in the film room with some NFL scouts. What are they going to love about you in terms of, you know, on-field qualities, the characteristics you bring to the position?
Yeah, well, I think one thing that you can actually tell from my film is that I'm able to react well to stressful situations. You know, when we're in a loud game, there's no lack of communication going on between me and the offensive line, and whether that's through hand signals, through body language. It shows, and it shows in our performance over the last 2 years that I've been starting. And so I'd say that's kind of the biggest, most important thing that kind of stands out to me is my ability to react and communicate.
Awesome. And does anything go unnoticed? I mean, we touched base on obviously your ability to have a high IQ and I think learn quickly. And you come across as a guy that, you know, seems like you're going to have things under control, like you said. But, I mean, team captain, maybe you're a film junkie, weight room warrior. I mean, what are some of the qualities that – scouts not necessarily will be able to pick up on tape, but they're huge bonuses for you and for them to know about.
Yeah, you know, I think one of those things you said, I'm a film junkie and I'm in the weight room all the time. For 4 years at Boise State, I was the strongest guy on the team. And that's from, I mean, my redshirt freshman year to my senior year. I outlifted everybody. Film junkie, I mean, I was in the film room with the offensive line all the time. You know, as a center, you're kind of the lead group of that position group. And so it's your job to get everybody in the film room with you to watch tapes around the same line.
And then let me ask you this. And there may not be a particular play, but there might be. This is one of my favorite questions on a personal level to ask you when I get a film junkie on the show. Is there a play that you can think of where you studied film all week, what the defense was doing, and lo and behold, Saturday rolls around, you know, you break from the huddle and what you see, maybe you make a, you know, help make a call or some sort of thing where you recognized it. Is there anything you can share along those bases?
Oh yeah. The last part of our season, we played Fresno State back to back, once for the regular season and once for the championship game. And we lost the first game. It was a good game, close game, but we decided that the offensive line didn't play quite well enough to win that game for us. And so we did. I must have watched that game at least 10, 15 times during the week. And, you know, me and my position, we broke down that film like you've never seen before, to the point where we knew what they were going to do on practically every single play, whether it was based on their hand alignment, their body position. We knew where they were going to move. And because of that, we were able to win the championship game.
That's awesome stuff. And just so you folks know, while he was doing that, he also was working 60 to 7 hours interning for that $27 billion company. No, I'm joking, man, but that's, I just wanted to add that in there to pump you up a little bit. Once again, the Boise State standout, academic king, Mason Hampton, joining us here on the C2P as we find out a little bit about this young man as he takes his path towards that next level, the April 26th NFL draft in Dallas this year. It's very, very, very exciting time there. I think almost over 150,000 ticket requests. I think they can accommodate 60,000. So a lot of fans are going to be excited and some disappointed not being able to attend the draft festivities in Dallas this year. So for you, I mean, are you training at school? Did you go off to a facility? Kind of how are you preparing for pro day and all these things that come with being in your, you know, your position?
I've been training at facilities with the strength coaches at Boise State. There's a small group of seniors that have decided to just kind of stay here and work out with the guys that we've been working out with because we've been getting the results we've seen over the last 3 years. And so, you know, with my internship as well, it makes it convenient to be able to drive a couple minutes to the facilities and go work out and then go work and then come home and go work out again. So it's been very nice to do it here in Boise.
That's awesome. And I got to ask, just because I see so many different variables over the internet, and since we have you on the show, that when we put your bio together, at least we know we're as close as we can get. What's your height and weight right now, Mason?
Anyway, so I'm 6'3", and then my weight will fluctuate right now between 292 and 297.
Nice. And that's kind of – is that what usually your playing weight, or have you bulked up a little bit, or have you gotten lighter since the season ended?
Yeah, that's right around my playing weight. I'd say I usually, especially in college, I never really got any heavier than 300 pounds. And on my playing weight, I was never any lighter than 290. So that's kind of the range that I'm comfortable in.
Awesome stuff. And I'm sure you received many phone calls from different agents. You might have been walking on campus and a number popped up on your phone. You didn't recognize it. There's a gentleman or a lady on the other end saying, hey, I'd like to introduce myself. But you're with Derek Fox. How did you know Derek was going to be the best fit for you? You know, pretty important decision. And from what we've found out during the show, I mean, yeah, you're a pretty bright kid as well. But how did you know Derek would be the right guy?
Well, I'm pretty bad at screening my phone calls, so I ended up listening to a lot of voicemails. So Derek had been reaching out to me from before my senior season, and I kind of, you know, I was just kind of not really paying too much attention to it because I wanted to focus on my senior season and making as great as I can, you know, winning the championship in the bowl game. So after the season was over, I decided to give him a call back and kind of talk things out. We got to know each other a little bit. Turns out we actually went to the same high school. He wrestled at Boise State, so we immediately had a connection there. And then when I was in California on business with KPMG, and I was able to meet him and go talk with him. And so that was kind of when I decided that this would be the guy that I think would be a good representation of me.
Awesome stuff, man. I'm excited. There's one thing for sure, Mason. I mean, you are definitely going to blow the interview process out of your NFL scouting part. I mean, that is without a question. I mean, scouts are going to fall in love with you, and obviously what you've done on the field has gotten you this far, so they must be pretty inclined to like you on that end as well. Before we let you go, man, you've been fantastic. I'm so glad we were able to get you on. But we always like to throw a couple oddball, you know, lighthearted questions your way. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
All right. Now, this is a question usually reserved for defensive or offensive line. You guys are the big guys on the team. Could be you or one of your offensive line teammates. Who has the best appetite for you Boise Broncos linemen? And what was the most impressive meal maybe you or one of your teammates you've ever seen eat?
Oh, gosh. There is a freshman lineman named John Ojukwu, and he's going to be an up-and-comer at Boise State. He's going to be a good player. But we had a team dinner, a team movie night in our facilities one night, and I watched him eat at least 3 full-size large pizzas and have 5 things of chocolate milk. It was the most incredible thing I've ever seen in my life. I'll never forget it.
Yeah, that sounds pretty crazy. I'm still kind of comprehending what you witnessed. I mean, that's kind of that's impressive. How about this one? Head coach Brian Harsin. Does anybody do a great impersonation of him, and would they do it in front of him?
Yeah, there is a lot of guys that try to impersonate him during our fall camp, little skits and things. A couple of guys that I can think of that did really good impersonations was Thomas Spurbeck, who graduated last year and was in a couple of training camps. Another guy that I can think of is David McKenzie. And he's not playing anymore, but, man, is he a comedian and he can hit Coach Harsh spot on.
Awesome. And then the final question for you. Sometimes, you know, guys want something, sometimes they don't, but it's an in vogue thing right now. Your cleats, your spikes, if you could have anything painted on your shoes, any kind of theme or idea or maybe a cause you'd want to represent, what would you want to be, you know, seen on sprayed on the bottom of your spikes?
Well, I'm a pretty patriotic person, so I'd say I like to support the troops any way that I can. You know, and maybe if I'm fortunate enough to be able to play in the league for a while, I can do more with that. But, yeah, I'd have to say that.
Awesome, man. And another check mark in the awesome spot for you, Mason. Man, you hit him out of the ballpark today, Mason. You came across fantastic, man. Hey, I tell you what, awesome stuff. So excited to get you on the show and appreciate your time. We always like to stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed. Best of luck to you on your pro day and obviously your internship as well. Things like you got everything going on in the right direction. So, again, just best to you, my man.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Mason Hampton, the Boise State standout offensive lineman. And how much did Coach Harsin have to have this guy protecting the line and the quarterback and the diligence that he had in terms of what he was doing off the field? I mean, he said, you know, 10 to 15 times to watch that Fresno State game to help this team become champions. I mean, those are the things that just we can't see. But once we get these guys on the show, those are some of the things that we kind of find out and we just delve deeper. I mean, it's great to watch highlights. It's great when you can pick up some game tape and watch what these guys do between the hashtags. But, again, once you get them in that atmosphere and you kind of really get to know them and find out, I mean, you folks out there know, I mean, just comes across as a brilliant, brilliant young man. As always, shout-out to our guest, Mason Hampton. If you want more of him, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio. Thanks for listening to the C2P.
This has been a CollegeToPro.com exclusive.